The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
These days, it's hard to get away from Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is a cultural moment.
If you're really obsessed with the game already, I've got the advanced tips to be the very best.
And I'll help you conquer the gyms.
Instructional videos abound online as more people take up the game, but there's at least one place in Virginia that would like to see fewer people playing, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Perry Stein, a reporter with the Washington Post, about how this new phenomenon, Pokemon Go, has kind of overridden a small little town in Prince William, Occoquan. It's a town of 1,016 people. It's brought kind of new tensions. There's restaurants and shops. Love all the new the tourism. They're kind of Pokemon tourism they're getting out of this. But other residents are complaining about parking and zombie-like people glued to their screens walking out in front of traffic.
David, there's also the issue of players capturing creatures in the middle of the night and expressing their excitement about it.
Right. They're yelling, "I got one," you know, right outside someone's window at 2 in the morning. It's or 4 in the morning. The story quotes a jogger who is training for a marathon, got up early at 4:30 and had to run around a big group of them, that Pokemon Go chasers, players that were kind of in the middle of the street at 4:30 in the morning.
The thing about the town is it has a lot of historical markers and it has a waterfront, and those things cause it to be populated by many, many creatures, and they attract many, many players.
It's kind of the perfect storm for, I guess, the algorithm that the company used to decide where these creatures would be placed. So you've got land creatures, water creatures, and all sorts of history going on there.
Occoquan has only one police officer. They've taken on extra help now, paying $40 an hour for it. The city council is hoping things will calm down when school starts after Labor Day. Our next story is about a test put together by staffers at the Roanoke Times. It's based on state fifth grade SOL tests. Over 1,000 people have taken this quiz, David, and only 38% have been able to answer a question about a famous, we thought, Virginia governor, the one who put together the state's pay-as-you-go road improvement policy. The question is, can you identify that governor? Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer, but he left office 86 years ago. So Virginians might be forgiven for forgetting a governor who served nearly a century ago, except the fact that this governor, Harry F. Byrd Sr., lent his name to a machine that later very much controlled the state through the 1960s.
Road building was getting into full swing, of course, when Governor Byrd was around, but David, he considered that no excuse for borrowing money.
You know, he had the very Virginia traditional distrust of debt. He insisted, and it was a policy until the mid-1980s, to not borrow money to pay for roads.
And it wasn't only in Virginia that Byrd worked his magic. As a senator, he was able to delay the interstate highway system until he made sure it wouldn't be built with borrowed money. Alicia Petska with the Roanoke Times wrote this story. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.